Well, not a lot of people know that for a period of time, I was actually a gear reviewer for a popular worship magazine. And so I thought today it'd be fun to share some secrets. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Stephen Reed, part of the team here at Music and Ministry, and we're in this series on gear because gear can be a huge blessing and it can also just suck your life away and all of your finances into not getting any better or actually becoming worse. And so we don't want that for you. And I feel like I've gone through enough mistakes and been around and advised people and just seen how that whole industry works that hopefully I can provide you some things today that will be helpful to you in your search for that thing, that product that is going to help you get to the next level or to do accomplish whatever it is that God's put in your heart. So that all being said, I'll just say at the beginning and try not to be too negative about it, but it was an interesting and an eye-opening experience to be thrust into this world of Christian marketing where these companies were making products and then pushing them onto the church and saying, "Hey, isn't this useful? Isn't this great?" And then it just kind of made you stop and think, like, have you ever been to church? Do you know what church is like? Because this product that you're offering is not useful in any way, or would only be useful to like the mega churches that are out there in the world, which are not many. So, and I think that's important to know just kind of from the beginning and have that mindset of like, just because it's in a Christian magazine, just because it's in, being presented with somebody's face from some company or from some worship team, doesn't necessarily mean that they get what church is like, or even your particular model of ministry. And so I know that might be discouraging, but you can save yourself a lot of finances and a lot of frustration in trying to follow those things because, you're doing just like I did, and you go to the house of worship section of any major distributor of products, and you're not necessarily going to get unbiased advice because it's going to come from people trying to push products on you. So I found out pretty quickly that whenever a company contacted me for a gear review, it probably wasn't going to go super well. And we had this policy that there were no negative reviews. Like, we would not publish anything that was bad. And so it ended up being that a lot of times people would send me stuff and then I would try to check it out the best that I could and then just be like, look, this is not helpful in any way. And I'm not going to lie to people. And so for me, like, I had no benefit for passing that information along. They weren't paying me. I wasn't receiving any kind of kickback. And even if I was, my moral compass on the inside was like, look, I'm trying to help churches and this just isn't it. Like, I would be happy to tell you why and consult with you. But unfortunately, that didn't always make people super happy. And sometimes I got some angry emails or calls. There was this one guy that was pushing this like virtual mixer through, it was basically Dante, and not everybody has jumped into the Dante world, which is like a digital way of transferring audio via basically like the internet or Ethernet cables. So they go super far and you can have it on different computers and it goes really quickly. It does a lot of cool things. And that was being pushed a lot at the time. But for your local church, doesn't need Dante, isn't going to jump into Dante. And then this specific thing was both being marketed as like a mixer that you could do, but it didn't have like full functionality of a regular mixer. Like, it didn't have effects. And it didn't have a lot of things that you would need to make ministry go if that was what you spent. Like, it was expensive. So that's not a good combination. And so I sent it back to him. I'm just like, man, this is just not going to reach our audience. And I can imagine maybe there's a couple churches in the world that would find this useful, but we just don't have anything that's going to be positive to say about it. We have a policy of no negative reviews. He emailed me back pretty upset. And he was like, that's ridiculous. Like, they used this at the Super Bowl. It is a very fine product. And I'm just like, well, that's not a good example because if you think that most churches are doing a production level at like the Super Bowl. So again, it's just kind of a funny thing to be like, man, what world are you living in? And again, they're just being driven by, I need to make sales and I'm hopeful that this will reach this community. Another couple of funny examples, we had a German company send us a microphone that they were trying to push to the house of worship market, as they called it. And it was, I can only describe it as being like the kind of microphones they use in like 80s workout videos where they've got the huge pack and then there's like a big microphone with a gigantic bubble on it. And it looked bad, it hurt to wear, and then it had so much gain on the pack that you couldn't get it to like stop picking up so far that it would feed back at all times. And I was just like, either they're doing church different over there in Germany than we are here in America, but like that's a big step backwards. They were pretty shocked because they were a big company, and that I thought that, but I was like, well, sorry, you know. Another one would be that we got this unit that was kind of like a Waves live rack, which is Waves makes plugins that you can do extra things that your soundboard wouldn't normally be able to do. And it was a competitor of theirs that were sending out a very similar thing. And I was so excited to get it because I used some of their plugins, and I was like, this is gonna be so great. And it crashed my computer, and it made it to where I couldn't use it for a couple of weeks. So that was not a good jump start off to begin with. And then I looked at the back of it, and it had MADI connections. And I was like, I have never heard of MADI connections. And you might be thinking I'm misspelling MIDI. No, MADI. And so I had to look it up, like, what is this thing? And come to find out that like only super high-end soundboards have this MADI connection. And so I was like, I can't even plug it in. Like, I don't own any gear. I don't know of any churches that have that level of gear. I can't even test this. And so it was like, again, like a huge excitement, like, oh, this could be unbelievably useful. And then just this like disconnect from the church to think that churches can afford that level of gear or have that level of gear, or why would you choose to make that connection if you were hoping to market to churches? And that's really unfortunate, because people like you and I who are just trying to find gear that's gonna help us do what it is we feel called to do, that's a lot to sort through and realize that, oh, okay, I gotta deal with the marketing and the misunderstanding of what it is that, you know, is normal or is actually working. So I felt a lot of responsibility to help sift through that. And again, it did not always go super well. So while there were some negative things, and obviously if people reached out to me, it was pretty questionable, but I often got to go and like reach out to certain companies, or would go to trade events, or would go to certain, you know, music stores and kind of find something to be like, oh, I wonder if this would work. And then I would get to contact people. And so that was super fun. And the first question I asked when they asked me to start doing the reviews, I was like, do I get to keep the gear? And they were like, sometimes. And I'm like, I can live with sometimes. And it was interesting because sometimes I got to keep the gear that I wanted, and sometimes I had to give back the gear that I wanted to keep. But I just brought a few things here that I thought I would show. These were things that like I felt like really have changed our ministry and or approach to some things. And then I've also got some stuff that was just like, oh, that's kind of eclectic. And I will share some of those with you. So probably one of my favorite things is this thing here. This is a acoustic guitar amp, but it also is kind of like a Bluetooth speaker, and it's got some other things. Basically, you can plug it in like an instrument or a guitar, or you can also plug in a vocal, and then you can mix those two. It also has a connection in the back that we've used that you can connect, and you can also connect to it via Bluetooth, but it's also wireless. So it's got a battery pack in here, makes it a tiny bit heavy, but it's pretty small. But it puts out a lot of sound, and I use this as my acoustic guitar amp all the time. And I get so many compliments on my acoustic guitar, and I'm like, they all want to know what this is. And I'm just like, I love this thing. All right. I've taken this to Puerto Rico, and we used it on the beach to perform a wedding ceremony. And so we took it and traveling. And so for like missions kind of stuff, this would be great. There's some other things that work maybe a little more specifically that are very similar to this that work good for missions if you need more than two or three inputs. But like for busking, like if you were doing outreach ministry on the streets and you need an acoustic guitar and a vocal, it's great. We used to take this when we did our house concerts. And so we would actually plug my acoustic guitar in here, and then we would use another piece of gear to put two microphones into this one. And then we would connect my wife's keyboard through the computer using a headphone jack in the back here. And so this was kind of like our portable sound system. And again, just works so good. And highly would recommend this if you like that. And whatever they are doing to the acoustic guitar part of this, it just sounds so good. And while we're on the subject of acoustic guitars, this capo is one of my favorite. It's a Page capo. And I found this at a trade show. They're very popular. But basically, I was having trouble with the clip style because it was pinching the guitar strings and making them go a little bit sharp. And so then in having to put one on, it always took a little bit of extra time. And so this one just stores kind of back behind the nut here, and then you can just grab it and put it on whatever fret. Sometimes I hold it with one finger and then tighten the back. And when you tighten the back, it then pulls directly down and it makes it to where your guitar stays in tune. And then when you go to change it to the next key, then it stays in tune, that one. And so I've got to where I really like this, especially on electric guitar, because you can control how tight it is with tension. So highly recommend that. They're not the cheapest things on the planet, but I think they're worth it. I've enjoyed it. So then there's these. These are the new rechargeable batteries, and rechargeable batteries used to be so terrible that the church pretty much gave up on them and started spending a small fortune on having new and fresh batteries for every service. And then you just have the gigantic dish of used batteries that, you know, everybody then kind of dives in for later or just gets thrown away. And so these ones can be recharged a bunch of times, like crazy amounts of times. The only drawback is that they don't stay charged for very long. You have to like keep them and use them. And so they have charging stations that charge very quickly. And so I've saved so much money by just using these rechargeable batteries, certainly around the house and then in the different aspects of ministry. They sell different sizes. I have a keyboard that is wireless that uses D-size batteries that I have some of these for, and they just work great, recharge every time, and you'll save a lot of money by switching to that. Another one of my favorite things that we got was that we got some cymbals that sound good when played softly. And so these are the sweet version of the K. These are the K Suites, and they're by Zildjian. And they sent us a whole set. And the big part of the reason that people play cymbals so loud is that some cymbals are only designed to sound good when you hit it hard. And so if you can get cymbals that sound good when struck lightly, that means that you can bring down the overall volume. And plus, this is a much more modern sound of a cymbal. And so, such a blessing to be able to get those. And so we have used those here at the house and taken them all over the country. When we've gone on, done house concerts, and we play a full drum kit in a small room with people sitting a few feet away. And it really has allowed us to, again, get that sound that we're looking for, but at a volume that's much lower. So those are not cheap by any means. Nothing involving the drums is usually very cheap. But definitely cymbal selection is a huge deal, and I would encourage you to check out the K-Suite line of stuff. The last thing I'll say of like totally positive would be this MXL 990 condenser microphone. And we read about this in a book about audio production, about this big name audio producer who was like, we have this microphone shootout where you test one microphone against another microphone against another microphone. And they were surprised that this $99 microphone beat out some other ones that were much more expensive. And so we ended up getting a couple of these, and we have used these on all kinds of recordings. And honestly, when I do my podcast recordings, I normally am using this. Today I am not, but this gets used, is a solid workhorse in our production for music and then also for our ministry stuff. And at $99, it is a great buy. All right, there's some other stuff that maybe I'll show you in days to come, things that we use all the time, things that we felt like were totally worth it. But I thought it'd be fun to maybe show you a few eclectic things that we got sent that I kind of like, but are just, you know, kind of wild. So this one right here is the Bronco Box, and this is basically a kick drum substitute. We were at a conference where All Sons and Daughters was leading worship, and their drummer had one of these, and I kept thinking, like, where is the kick drum? And I looked up there, and I was like, oh, he's like kicking this box with his foot, and it sounded good. And I was like, what is that? You got to check these guys out, Bronco Box. So I contacted them, and they were kind enough to send me one. They let me pick out which license plate I wanted. But basically what it is there's a bass pickup in the inside of this cavity here, and they use the Wyoming license plate because you basically need to kick the cowboy, as they say, because there's a cowboy riding a horse. And you kick it with your foot, and then it makes a kick drum sound. And so it works, but it only works if you've got a pretty beefy sound system, because we tried it on a bunch of different places, and unfortunately it didn't quite carry the oomph. Like, you have to have a subwoofer, and you have to have like a pretty decent subwoofer. But if you don't want to haul around a drum set, or if you just like having something different, like, this is a great deal. I've seen some other companies come up with some different things, but I just thought it was cool that these guys were Christians, were just trying to create something for their local church, and this is the product that they came up with. It's kind of funny though, because we were traveling through Wyoming and I called them up. I was like, hey, where's your factory? We're going to be going through the whole state. Maybe we can come by and get a tour. And like, oh no, we're in California. We just like the license plate because it tells you then where to kick, because no other license plate has this part of it. And I was like, well played. Well played. But again, kind of fun. We keep it around. Plus, it looks super cool. We just keep it out for people to look at because it's kind of fun. Another one that's kind of wild is this Backbeat. This is, some people love it, some people hate it, but it is a thing that vibrates. And so you use it for bass players and you put it on your guitar strap and it goes on your back right here. And it'll shake your body to the rhythm and the frequency of whatever that your bass is playing. And so you end up being able to hear the sound of your bass through your body. And so it brings back that low end rumble that a lot of people miss when they go into in-ears and they don't have their amp on stage. So there's some other companies that do some things that are similar, that like, or it's a mat that you stand on. And there's some more headphones that are out these days that are a little bit more induction based, where you don't actually put anything in your ears, just sits on top of your temple here and it shakes your head, and it basically shakes your head to the sound of the music. Well, this is specifically for bass players. So I sometimes like it and enjoy it, but what's funny is it doesn't work on my youngest son, who is our bass player. And so I put it on him. I'm like, hey, this is going to be awesome. It's going to rock your world. And he's like, I can't. It's not doing anything. And then I check it and put it, I'm like, whoa, it's like shaking me like crazy. So it's maybe a little hit and miss, but Backbeat, super fun. Again, some people love it, some people hate it. Another interesting one, which is one I didn't get to keep, which is kind of unfortunate, but I kind of knew at the beginning it wasn't gonna happen, was the Taylor Guitars came out with a V-Class. And I was pretty excited because just of the story of how it came to be, and the guy was a Christian that invented it. And they sent it to me and so good. And I generally like a Taylor guitar. There's some things about them that I would prefer something else depending on the situation that I was playing, but this guitar sounded so amazing. I was just like, it would be so great to be able to keep this because I'm not gonna be able to spend $4,000 on this guitar. And so I was playing it. I got to keep it for about a month or so and was playing it as we went different places. And then I went to the guitar store and I picked up one off the, just off the shelf, off the rack there, and played it, and it was awful. And it was just very eye-opening. I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, the consistency between the different versions of it, and it like occurred to me, they sent me the best one. Like, of course they would pick, like, hey, let's send for review the one that's really good, and then we want that one back. They wouldn't send me just any old one off the shelf. And so then I came to realize that like some people love them, other people hated them, and there were distributors that weren't gonna carry them because of issues. And I was just like, oh man, that's crazy. So sometimes, especially with like acoustic instruments, you just have to go and play that specific one. And sometimes there's one that just speaks to you, and regardless of what it says, the name on it or what it's made of, it just is the thing. Sometimes it has all the right wood and has the right name on it and all the stuff, but it still doesn't sound great. So you basically just have to be led. And then one last story, another guitar that I thought was great was I had found this travel guitar because I was thinking about going on mission trips and how difficult it is to take a guitar. And there are certain restrictions that you would not want to take certain types of woods of guitars to certain places just because there's international laws concerning those things. Anyway, it was this Little Jane by Furch Guitars, and they had this very ingenious way that the whole guitar neck disconnected, but yet when you connected it back, it stayed almost entirely in tune. And so it was kind of like the Chinese finger puzzle things that you get where you pull on it and you can't get it off, but if you push on it, then you can. And it kind of was that principle with the neck. And so as soon as the tension was off the neck, then how the bridge and the nut worked is that it would then hold the strings in the right place. And just had this beautiful sound, and I was just so hopeful that I was going to keep it, because there was always this vague tension between, do I get to keep it, do I not get to keep it? You said you wanted to support the ministry. Does support mean what I think it means in the sense of you're giving to us, or is that you're just saying we want to help you help us, and so we'll let you have it and come in? So it was an interesting experience because I thought it was mine, that they had given it to me, and I actually almost like spent money to put a pickup in it and to make it to where I can plug in And I'm kind of glad I did, because they asked for it back. And yeah, it was an interesting experience. So hopefully you found some of that interesting. I could go on and on about some things that went well, other things that didn't go well. Sometimes I reviewed products that I was like, oh, this is going to solve this big problem. And then something else would come out and be like, oh, that's not even a concern anymore. And, you know, you're just doing the best that you can with what you have. But I would encourage you, as you're going through looking for, okay, what kind of gear do you have? You got to reach out to people who are actually doing what it is that you're doing, and see what they're doing and see how it's working, and ask some honest questions. And then it's always good to, you know, order from people too, where you can return things if they don't work or do what it is that you think they're going to do. So lots of companies offer great return policies, something to keep in mind. And we're going to keep posting stuff here on Music and Ministry. You can go check it out, musicministry.co. We've got some tech articles, and I'll be sharing some other stuff as we go into the future about things that we feel like are worth it. And again, other things, just a mentality, a mindset of how to think about gear and how to be good stewards of what it is that we've been given, and do the thing that God has called us to do. So hope that you have learned something, and that you have a fantastic week. And until next time, God bless.